It's time to save them all and let God sort them out.
If we don't watch ourselves, we get so number conscious. And that if we can just have them long enough to count them. But I'm going to say this, friend. Get them. Go after them. Bring them in. And count them. But do more for them than just count them.
Preach the gospel to every creature. The way you know what kind of touch you got from God is the way you see men. Until you clearly see them, you need another touch from God. You need to see them as somebody Jesus died for. You need to see them as somebody Calvary was for. You need to see them as somebody He loved.
Now the other side is walk out. Go on home, walk out. That's the other side. Passing by on the other side. But the side of service is come down here. Here is a struggling soul that Jesus died for. Do you have an interest enough in them that you've got a moment to pray for them? But when I would see an evangelist with his good suit on and his shining shoes on, and I'd see him kneel by the side of a sinner that went to an altar and showed me that he had a burden for souls, I would look toward that evangelist for revival.
Preaching to you, it's time to get a fresh faith that those you think are so far from God can be saved. They can be delivered. They can be born again.
you somebody with a care for a soul, a burden for a soul. Church, as well as ministers, that will assume an obligation, a responsibility, and they'll do it from their heart. They'll render loving, kind, compassionate service to God that will assist and enable fallen men to get out of a ditch. If you've got 1 minute, where did you get it? If you have 5 minutes, where did you get it? You don't have 1 second that God didn't give you.